Chapter 1. The winter wind howled outside the greenhouse, rattling the glass panes and sending gusts of fluffy snow against the walls. Despite the chill of the incoming snowstorm, spring was always in the air, or at least close enough, inside the sanctuary of Green Haven Nursery. The air was warm, heavy with the scent of damp soil, fresh-cut herbs, and the soft floral notes of orchids in bloom. A humidifier whirred gently in the background, its rhythmic pulse blending with the soft buzz of grow lights overhead. Amelia Montgomery crouched beside a phalaenopsis orchid, carefully loosening a knot of tangled roots that clung too tightly to the potting soil. Orchids were beautiful, but temperamental, always on the verge of either flourishing or failing, depending on how much attention they received, which was the kind of delicate challenge Amelia lived for. She thrived in this space where she could foster life from the smallest seedlings to the tallest trees. She tilted the orchid's pot, carefully shaking loose some soil to give the roots more room to breathe. "There you go," she murmured under her breath. "A little air, a little patience." She brushed a stray brown curl from her forehead and caught herself smiling, even though the weather outside was enough to make anyone miserable. The warmth of the greenhouse felt like a shield against the world, a reminder that even in the bitter cold of a Midwestern winter, life could still thrive. "Talking to your plants again?" a familiar voice called. Ethan Reynolds stood in the entryway. Snow clung to the dark strands of his hair, and the collar of his coat was dusted with white. "They're better listeners than most people." She brushed her hands off on her apron as she stood. Ethan smirked as he stepped farther inside. "They probably give better advice, too." "At least they're not nosy," Amelia smiled as she straightened the orchid's pot and adjusted the positioning of a few other plants on the workbench. Ethan chuckled. For years now, Ethan had been more than just her business partner. He was her steady anchor. While she got lost in love for plants, Ethan handled the practicalities of running their business. He leaned against the workbench, watching her fuss over a tray of African violets. "The snow's really coming down out there. You think we'll get many customers today?" Amelia glanced toward the glass doors where snowflakes swirled like tiny white ghosts against the gray winter sky. "Not unless they're desperate for begonias." "I wanted to better understand my relationship with Mama, so I asked her many questions about her life, starting with her birth. Anna Josvec was born on June 15, 1917, in Muskegon Heights, Michigan. Historically, Muskegon was inhabited by various bands of the Ottawa and Potawatomi tribes. The name Muskegon is derived from the Ottawa tribe, meaning marshy river or swamp. It has a port on Lake Michigan. My maternal grandfather went to Muskegon Heights because his older brother John was already there. There were lots of opportunities for work, so my grandfather ventured out for better economic opportunities. He and my grandmother settled in a nice house near the center of town, which is where my mother was born. Muskegon Heights was a working-class area, and my grandfather worked at Enterprise Brass Works, as did my brother John. I did not know that my grandfather worked at a brass factory until recently, when my cousin Pearl told me that her grandfather worked at a brass factory. Her grandfather was my grandfather's older brother, John. My mother never mentioned what my grandfather did in Michigan, so I learned a piece of history. The factory was in Muskegon Heights, at the corner of Sanford and Manahan Streets. They specialized in pumps and valve systems. Brass is an alloy made of copper and zinc and is non-ferrous. Retirement isn't just an end. It's a new beginning. Yet many approach it with uncertainty and anxiety. Consider this. Nearly half of Americans haven't calculated how much they'll need in retirement. This isn't just a statistic. It's a wake-up call. It's a reminder that planning for retirement is crucial, no matter where you stand today. This book is here to empower you. Whether you're just starting or feel late to the game, you can take control of your retirement planning. You can build a future where money worries don't cloud your golden years. This guide is your roadmap, showing you the steps to build a secure financial future. Let me introduce myself. I'm Emma, a certified public accountant with over 30 years of experience. I see people every day who struggle with finances. My passion lies in helping them grow their financial knowledge. With this book, I aim to equip you with the tools you need to make informed decisions and achieve financial security.